Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Niles Nowak.
Nicole Velnick.
Allison Armstrong.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I don't have like a cool product idea. I think it'd be cool to like make a cartoon and make like dumb flash animations. It's not like new, but it's a project I would plan like do.
Well, yeah, let's make a cartoon. We can do that.
Yeah, dude. Like, it seems like real. Like, yeah. I mean, it's no City Socks, but we can make a cartoon about City Socks so that everybody gets what they need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's room for a vending machine in the animation, right? It's not hard to animate a vending machine. It's a rectangle.
Man, I got to think. No.
Do you mean like a cartoon or a comic strip?
No, like a cartoon, like just like short cartoons, kind of like short stories, but in cartoons, just some different scenarios. Basically, it's like I would want to do it for everything that didn't fucking work, like in stand-ups. It's like, I got a story for you. And it's just like, you can't lay it out. It's like, well, you just had to see them. You know, it's just like everyone's like, boom.
I feel that.
Yeah, and just do that, and just I feel like I like that I could like if it was like flash animation, I could just lay on the couch with like my shirt like half hiked up for like 6 hours and like make it and be like I did something. You put it on Facebook, and Mary's like, yeah, that's really beautiful, Allison. I don't like all the swearing, you know. And that's my dream, man.
I like it.
Yeah.
Would it be like a sketch comedy cartoon?
I would like more like a slice of life thing. Like, I don't know, I think like I like a lot of like Lauren Bouchard. Like, if you ever see like Home Movies, I know he does. I know like Bob's Burgers and stuff like that. But like Home Movies, like way back in the day, like where it's just like really shitty animation and like it just kind of like shows the characters for like as ridiculous as they are and like the little pauses and the eyes, like, you know, like the silences and all that shit. I don't know, and like every time something weird happens to me, I want to tell someone about it, and they don't give a fuck. I'll make a cartoon about it, and five people will watch it.
Hell yeah, dude!
Don't, you're looking at me. I feel self-conscious. Fucking so-and-say.
I'm trying to think, like, of all the anecdotes we've told so far in the podcast. There was me with at high school, not too stupid to realize I need glasses. Would that make a good cartoon, or like the baby food thing?
Yeah, or, just little things like, or I think of like just stupid things. Like, I think of like in high school, like there was like this goth girl, and I was in the car with like my buddy, and he almost hit her, and she like hissed at us, and he's like, "Oh my god, there would have been paint everywhere." I feel like we could like animate just like little shit like that.
Hissed at you.
Oh, I love it.
Like a.
I don't know. She was going for a look. It was 2005. You know, times were different. We had vampires.
Vampires, dude. The 05 vampires were a real
thing. Oh, the fucking vampire craze. I was so sick of them.
You guys started talking about vampires.
Nicole is all about vampires, dude.
Are you all about vampires?
Nicole is a big Buffy girl.
Yeah, no, I used to fuck heavy with Buffy and Angel.
Oh, yeah?
Firefly and other Joss Whedon program. What else did he do? I don't know. He's got.
I liked Firefly.
I'll look up on Wikipedia after though, and I'll say I saw it. Like
Firefly was the fucking shit. Oh, and then Serenity was the movie.
Serenity was awesome.
Serenity was sick as fuck. He is bad now.
Yeah,
and
he stinks.
So I like cancel culture because I don't have to have a reason to not watch the thing anymore. I'm like, oh, I can't watch that director.
Oh, no. Oh, all the time back in my schedule.
Yeah. You know, I would watch movies.
You don't want to watch it? And I'm like, I can't. Surely he got canceled. Somebody Google it. Can we cancel this guy? I'm like, sorry, I'm not watching this movie.
No, that guy didn't tip at Starbucks once. I don't watch
that
his
guy,
movies.
Dude. I'm on pull up his Twitter. They say one girl said that she knew a guy whose little brother said that he put the mailbox flag down, even though she had mail in the box. Like, it's like, oh, really? It was not even that bad a story. I'm like, cancel. We're not going to see his movie.
Holy shit.
Pack up your stuff, kids. We're going home. I won't have that kid in front of my family.
So, Allison, do you do animation or anything with art, or do you just think it would be cool?
I used to be into art, and then I gave it up. I tried to draw, like, a picture the other day. It looked like one of my middle school pictures. I got real embarrassed. So the answer is no. That's the long answer. No.
Post that shit.
Yeah, dude. No. If you were whittling wood and then you stopped for a little bit and then you went back to whittling, you probably wouldn't be the best whittler right off bat. You gotta get back into
it. I probably cut my thumb off. It's a good thing I just drew with pencils.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I bet fucking middle school was a hell of a jar, dude.
Man, this is a super encouraging podcast.
Dude, think about how quick you'll be a high school artist this time around. You know all the tricks.
Oh, that's true. I can start drawing like fairies again. Fucking Hot Topic. Dude. Shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, on your fucking fairy shit, girl.
Dude, you'll be drawing doodles on your leg in class and stuff.
Dude. I used to write like fucking like AFI lyrics like on my notebooks and fucking draw like pictures around. I was so cool.
Dude, that is pretty sick.
Yeah, fucking sing the sorrow, bitch. Like I've been listening for like 20 years. I still don't know any of the lyrics. I just kind of like grunt along with it. Like, hey, da, da. Like you can't understand a word, but it's awesome.
I don't know who AFI is.
They're like a goth band. Like,
let me ask you a question. Do they have a jukebox musical made inspired by their music? Then I've never heard of them.
No, as far as I know.
They are. If they're as cool as you say they are, I think they can do a jukebox.
I mean, they were cool to 15-year-old Allison.
She only listens to musicals, dude. AFI is like a scary sounding band, dude.
What does the A and the F and the I stand for?
But they were just like super emo. A fire inside.
Shut up.
That would be a better name than AFI.
Yeah, dude.
A fire inside.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to skate so hard on my Spitfire skateboard to that.
Oh. Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was the times, man. If you grew up with me.
Did you wear the black eyeliner?
Oh, yeah. I wore the black eyeliner. I wore, like, huge Denko pants. Fishnet shirts underneath, like, all my band t-shirts. I had a ton of shit hanging off my pants. I'd always get stuck in the desk.
Under the band t-shirt gave me a visceral memory, dude. That's
insane. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, so everyone knows that you're cool.
When do you hang up the old fishnets, proverbially? Are there fishnets?
When you fucking jam your thumb through them so many times, you can't, like, wear them anymore. I'm all about practicality, too. Like, I feel like I get angry nowadays.
Yeah.
Trying to rip that shit off. Like, come on. Fuck on. Trying to look cool.
Do you have any, like, stories of, like, your band child days that would make a good comic animation? Like going to a concert, something weird happens, or being a goth girl or whatever.
Maybe not at concerts. I don't know. I always kind of like hit at concerts because I'm really fucking, I'm small and just get like smashed around. Oh, I was at, what fucking concert was I at? I was at Deftones and there was like a mosh pit around me and this huge like skinhead guy like lifted me up. Like it started forming around me and I started looking really scared and he picked me up like underneath the armpits. And, like, placed me outside. It was like an angel. Thought that was pretty cool. It's, like, a cute moment. Yeah. Yeah, that guy saved my life.
Yeah, you can't handle this. And the guy would be, like, the most scary-looking dude in the comic.
Yeah, I thought.
Like, the whole mosh pit.
Yeah, I thought he was a white supremacist. I mean, he might have been. We don't know that. But he's like, you're a baby.
He saw a child in there, and he goes, okay,
it's and, like, yeah, then he, like, sounded an Amber Alert, and my parents came and picked me up. It was pretty dope.
Like the Vans Warped Tour, I think that's the most goth thing I ever did.
Oh, yeah? I never went to Vans Warped Tour, because, like, it seemed really warm. I'm all about comfort.
It was a punk boy, punk emo boy extravaganza. It was crazy.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good. When did you go? What year?
I want to say 09.
09? Okay.
I want to say 09 whenever I was in like 8th grade, dude. I'm telling you though, I was a little kid then and I saw like kids doing the weakest mosh pits ever and I was like, "This is a mosh pit, dude." Holy moly. Dude, it was so funny. And looking back and seeing a bunch of other middle school, high schoolers, like, just being like, whoa, this is my first concert. And we're listening to, like, a cover of My Chemical Romance. Shit was fire, dude. Did you find it? All right, guys. Nicole's missing her phone. If you're listening to this, come back to Nicole.
Phone, if you're out there and you're all by yourself and you're scared, remember, I love you. And I'm always looking for you.
If you did a cartoon about losing your phone, like, what would be the silly way that you lost the phone or that you found the phone?
No, I want you.
Maybe
to
she has it in her hand the whole time.
Yeah, I'd probably be like texting people from my phone, asking if I like left my phone at their place.
The dog ate it.
I was thinking that we would reenact the part in Harry Potter where they say that they have a disappearing spell that makes the muggle item get smaller and smaller and smaller. So they think they've lost it, and that's why when you look someplace, you don't see your keys there, but then when you go back a few hours later, it seems like they're magically there. It's in the Harry Potter canon because they were shrinking your stuff, so it was shrinking, and then it would go back. So I think the cartoon would be fun if it was about that, because then it'd be a Harry Potter reference that you wouldn't necessarily get.
Did you watch Harry Potter?
No.
Huh.
And that, I don't think that's in. I think that's in the books, actually, dude.
Did you read Harry? Did you listen to Harry Potter?
You said reading. No, there's certain parts of it that stick with me. No offense, J.K. Rowling, I hate you.
Do you have an? Would you give the comic animation thing a name or something? Would it be based on you?
Not necessarily. This isn't well thought through, Tom. This is a last minute hand in. Oh fuck, I didn't do my homework.
It could be called AA, which is funny because alcoholism, and then it stands for The Adventures of Allison.
Yeah.
If it was, yeah, we could
do something making fun of mental illness and addiction.
Armstrong Animation. And your merch is Live Strong Bracelets, No Relation.
Oh yeah.
And it says. No relation on the wristbands.
No relation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I could definitely sell some bracelets. Ride a bike.
You gotta pick up.
And I got great cycling. Ideas.
You gotta pick up professionally cycling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Any shows or something you want to plug before we go?
I'm gonna be in Kalamazoo on the 18th and 19th. For J.C. Ramos's show and Casey Curran's show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of them is a Budsworth show, and one of them is in a pizzeria. So it will probably be with Italians in it. Please come out and see me.
I'm in Kalamazoo on the 18th, and on the 19th, I'm volunteering with a wildlife facility to get rid of invasive species on part of the walking paths in the Zealand area. I'm going to be on the Lansing show on the 22nd. Cut that part, maybe. I don't want to get that.
I won't cut it, but I'll put like a beep noise.
Nice. Beep. I'll put redacted.
Follow us at Dog Comic Productions. Follow me at Niles the River.
At the end of the month, and I'm going to be in Alpena on the 28th and Jackson on the 29th with Future Comedy. And then also you can catch me every Tuesday at Beggar's Banquet at Beggar's Can't Be Choosers, a comedy show I'm a producer of. And every Sunday at Sunday Night Heat.
Sunday Night Heat. We are producers on that show.
Me and Alex are both producers on that show every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Anyway, I'll be at that Buzzword show in Kalamazoo also on the 19th. I've been doing this Gamey McFitness thing where I Twitch stream. I make these homemade video game controllers built into fitness machines. I stream from those.
Thanks for letting me be on last minute.
Thanks for doing it last minute.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.